Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union reached an agreement last Friday, and we just got those details of this new tentative four-year deal yesterday afternoon. Joining us now, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
So I understand that this new deal could bring, are they 6,000 new jobs?
Yeah, about 6,400 new jobs on top of something like 12,000 jobs GM has added since emerging from bankruptcy in 2009. So this is a significant development. There's also the opportunity that it will bring additional jobs if the promises of improved productivity written into the contract prove true.
And that's separate from the investment in U.S. plants that I understand are also part of this deal.
Well, that's related to that by investing in these new plants. For example, they're taking the old Saturn plant down in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and reopening it. That plant had been shuttered and was originally going to be abandoned entirely as part of the bankruptcy process. But they are now going to reopen it. They're going to be adding new products into a number of new plants. So this is a significant development because it shows that there's a contract that was able to get more money for workers, but also improve productivity for the automaker to the point where it's able to add jobs because it can basically find better economics building cars in the United States.
Well, let's talk about that part where of more money for workers, because last week on this show we talked about the two-tier system that auto workers in Detroit are operating under. Here is Elisa. She asked us not to use her last name, but she's talking about this two-tier system.
And we recognize two-tier strategies as union busting at its core. And we're broke, but we're not dumb. And we're not just the bottom line.
So has the UAW, does this new deal begin to address her worries?
Yeah, it does. It did not eliminate the two-tier wage system, which was originally approved as part of a 2007 contract that offered a lot of concessions. But it does offer more than $3 an hour in additional wages to those workers. And it also gives them better medical benefits than they had before. I've got a feeling that we're going to be hearing about the two-tier wage system going forward in the next couple of rounds of contracts, but we're not going to be covering the UAW's return to the bargaining table again until at least 2015.
Although, I mean, who wins here, the UAW or GM?
They both really came out very well. That's the interesting thing, is this is one of those rare cases where you could say it's a win-win. Both the union and the makers seem to have come out well.
All right. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, with details about the agreement reached between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. It's tentative at this point because the union hasn't ratified it yet?
Yeah, they have about a 10-day process. Even before they ratify it, they're going to be starting to renegotiate contracts with Ford and Chrysler as well. And whatever happens here will probably influence their efforts to try to organize the transplant foreign-owned assembly plants all across North America.
Honda and Toyota, be warned. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Thanks.
Good to be with you, Celeste.